There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is KJ Live. Yeah! With Chris Johnson. And Chris is having conversations with influencers in the sports world and entertainment industry. Now here's Chris Johnson.
You're now tuned in to KJ Live. Today's guests on the show are two guys that have founded an initiative based in the New York City area that looks to bring back and restore the city as the mecca of basketball. Let's bring in Griffin Taylor and Jared Efron of the program New York City. What's good, guys?
What's going on, KJ? Good to be on here, man.
My pleasure.
What's up, KJ? Happy to be here, bro.
Man, everything is good. I'm enjoying the summer thus far, fellas. It's been a great summer. Just love these finals that just took place. A lot of good basketball. I don't know if you guys had a dog in the fight, but it was nice to see the Warriors get back to their selves and knock out another championship. Quick thoughts on the finals from both of you. Jared, you go first.
Oh, man. I was secretly rooting for the Warriors. And I don't know how secret it was, but I was just happy to see Clay, Steph, and Dre, you know, do it without KD and remind everyone that they're not going anywhere. So it was fun to watch Steph, you know, get his own finals MVP, and Thanks. You know, he's top 10 all time. I don't even really think there's any question about it anymore.
Oh yeah. Okay. Top 10. All right. Griffin, what's your thoughts on the situation?
I'm gonna go even more aggressive to try to get the soundbite, and I'm gonna say he's top 5 all time. Because he changed the game of basketball. I don't pretend, I got enough best friends who are diehard Warriors fans, so I don't pretend to be one, but Yeah, I would echo Jay's point. You know, as you get older, and I'm certainly getting older, you appreciate things more and more. And I think we're still in this window of appreciating greatness with Steph and Clay. And, you know, yeah. I think it was just great to see them add to the legacy. And Jonathan Kuminga's got New York ties. So that was cool as well. It was a great finals. And I think the Warriors deserved it.
No, I think they did. I think they went out and they earned it. They definitely did. This team, they weathered all those storms that they went through in the last couple of seasons, man. And really just like Steph, I mean, he's incredible to me because I just, of all the guys I've ever seen play, I mean, just his ability to maneuver 30, 40 feet out, just the level of comfort he has, you know, at half court and through the legs behind the back. I mean, the handle, you know, when he's off the balance, but 40 feet away, it's just like, dang.
I mean, it's not only that, like he's running off picks. You can't catch your breath for 1 second. The shot's going up. Like, what do you want him to do?
Oh, like, pick your poison.
Exactly.
It's crazy too. Everyone talks about his shooting and he's the greatest shooter of all time. He might have the crazy, him and Kyrie, he might have the craziest handle in the NBA.
Facts.
And like, it's crazy that alone. And then also right after they won, I can't remember if it was Mark Jackson or Van Gundy who said it, but you know, the fact that when KD came there and Steph said, you know, hey man, you know, you can take the last shot, you know, this can be your team. You can That's do whatever you have to do to get these championships. How many guys who are already top 10, top 50 all time at that point in their career would be willing to do that? And I think this championship kind of gives him those roses and people recognize that. So couldn't be happier to do
it. No doubt, man. Man, y'all some basketball aficionados. I love it. I love to see it, man. Let's fast forward, though, and talk about why you guys are here today, which is one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on. Shout out to Gabe Pleasant for hooking this up. But I wanted to get just to the core, the motivation, the inspiration behind the program, New York City, that you guys co-founded, right? I want you guys, and you guys can go, you know, Jared, then Griffin, just kind of tell me what the mission we're at your core for this program. What is it going to solve? How are you going to help?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question, KJ. You know, look, Griffin and I grew up playing in the rec league, New York City leagues when we were, you know, 8 all the way to 16. We would battle against each other and, we love the experience of being able to, you know, play against other kids. But I think we felt even back then, not that specifically me, I definitely wasn't good enough. Griffin at least went on to have a D3 college career. But there didn't seem to be a place where there was kind of like the central hub of basketball for New York, right? And in a city that claims to be the Mecca of the sport, I kind of always felt that was crazy, that there was nothing where you could just, you know, be a part of this great basketball culture, walk into a gym, get great instruction, have a, you know, elite amenities, that kind of stuff. And, you know, so really the impetus of it was, we thought like, hey, why are all these New York kids who are super talented, like not staying around? Why are they leaving to go to the IMGs of the world, to the Oak Hills, right?
Right.
And the answer was like, there was nobody really doing what we're trying to do on a large scale and hasn't been. And so we thought about this, you know, 20, 25 years ago when we knew very little about the world and, you know, got back together, you know, coincidentally at a wedding last summer and still had the same idea and realized that the hole in the market was still there. I mean, I'll let Griffin, continue to kind of like back that up, but that I would say was the real start of where this all began.
Well, let's touch on that for a second. Let's talk about that because that's interesting. Because there was a time when New York City was the Mecca and had all the players, and you had the guy, they were at the forefront of everything, the moves, the style, everything was based out of New York. Now, what identify the period of time that this started to dissipate or that sort of started to go away? Because I'm kind of confused. I always felt like, how did them guys get so good in the first place? How do you get a Lamar Odom? How do you get like Ron Artest? How do you get these guys in the first place You know what I'm saying? How was it established? And then what happened? I guess, Griff, if you got something for me on that.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So it's funny you said Lamar Odom, because an iconic moment was when Lamar came to the Rucker the year that Jay-Z had his team in the Rucker, and he did the Sham God. Everybody knows what a legend Sham God is. Then did the dance on the layup with Jay-Z in attendance with LeBron James standing up.
Oh, shit. That's such a sick moment.
That's and I think Ja Morant a couple of months ago did the same move, laid it, and then did the same dance as Lamar. So, you know, that should tell you everything about New York City basketball culture, right? Rewind 10, 15 years from that moment, and you got Chris Mullin and Mark Jackson. Rewind 15, 20 years from that, and you got Dr. J at the Rucker. Yeah. New York had a certain swagger. You turn on the Big East tournament, more than half the kids went to a New York City high school, 15. I mean, you worked with Lav, like, you know, years ago. Yeah. I think a big reason why it was the Mecca was there was two teams. There was Riverside and there was Gauchos. And everyone in the country knows that. And you had hundreds of kids vying for 20 spots. And if you weren't on Riverside or Gauchos, you weren't, I don't know if you can curse or not on podcast, S-H-I-T. And so I think what's happened in the last 10, 20 years, I think Jared brings up a good point. One is there's just not that many nice gyms in New York, right? The ones that are out there, they're only reserved for NBA players. And then you look at these other states that are catching up to us, Jersey, they have huge high schools, huge campuses, huge gyms. That's one factor. Another factor is there's more AAU teams than there are good players in New York. There's more coaches saying they're quote unquote AAU coaches, not to throw any shade at anyone. And you just have a saturation of the market, right? It's not the same thing that it used to be. And then I think three, to Jared's point, like a lot of kids who come up here that are super talented, they're going to Oak Hill, they're going to, you know, Montverde, they're going to IMG at a young age. And all of a sudden you see them in March Madness and you're like, damn, is that kid from New York? You don't have that same Kemba, Sham God, Kareem Reed story where they come up all the way through. And so the project that we're building is sort of designed to address all that, starting with the construction of the facility and then how we're going about the business, which we can both talk about a little more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, how big is this facility, and what is this like? Where is it going to be located, and what is sort of, I guess, the membership structure? Because obviously, you guys are you're going to have a structure, right? A membership structure with that, or how's that going to work? Somebody can explain that to me.
Yeah. So we are closing in on a space. We're looking at somewhere between 14,000 to 16,000 square feet. You know, we're hoping that this location, you know, comes through for us. It's in Long Island City. We're still, you know, working out the lease negotiations and stuff, but ideally we'll do it there. Yeah, there's going to be a membership business, right? So similar to like an Equinox or, you know, Crunch, any sort of gym, it's basically going to be a gym membership around basketball, right?
Yeah.
We'll have one-on-one coaching, we'll have leagues, we'll have camps. We'll have a lot of these sort of, you know, a la carte programming, if you want to call it that, that families and their kids can take advantage of by, paying either annualized or monthly dues. I think we're still figuring out what that's going to look like, to have the opportunity to, you know, be able to use the gym and call themselves a member. And then, you know, use our facility and our amenities, as much and as often as they want. And so that's kind of going to be the basis of the membership model. But, something that Griffin and I are really, really proud of is we actually started a charitable trust. And what we're hoping to do is, have corporations and individuals donate. And then we're earmarking actually a certain percentage, of our memberships for inner city kids. So, you know, we haven't talked about this yet. Carmelo is obviously, a big part of what we're doing, and, we're hoping to work with him to figure out, which kids and families are deserving, to be in the gym, have access to the facility, might not be able to afford it, but obviously, are A, talented enough, but B, are good people, and, have just as much, you know, claim and right to be there as anyone else. And we're hoping to really, you know, put everyone together and, make this, you know, equal opportunity and really have a diverse, group of kids in our gym.
Let's talk about your team. You mentioned Carmelo is on it. JJ Redick, I saw is involved in some capacity. Book Richardson, just for a minute, just talk about the team and what everybody's kind of involvement is in the project.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously, you know, Jared and I are the co-founders. You know, Melo, somebody that was a huge get for us, right? You know, he's wanted to, you see the clips of him working with high school kids and how much he puts into it and how much he cares and right. Yelling at the refs in the Baltimore games with Will Barton next to him. he loves this. And, you know, with Kyan being at Christ the King right here in Queens and, you know, Melo having wanted to build something great to give back to the youth, not only in Brooklyn, but in all of New York City, it just made a lot of sense, you know, to partner with him on this. And, you know, we're lucky enough that he believes in our vision and he really wants to be involved. And, you know, we think he's going to be a really integral part of the project moving forward. JJ is amazing. He's a great friend of Jared's. He's got two young boys, right, who are just getting into that age where they want to get really good at basketball, just like their dad was. And, you know, he sees a void in the market, right? There's no real centralized youth league in New York City. There's no hub where he can go get them better every day. Kenny and KJ Smith, obviously Kenny from Left Rack, legend in New York City. KJ, his son, who played for Damon at Pacific, then went and played at UNC, has just been such an integral part of the business, connecting us with folks like Cole Anthony and a lot of other great people to get involved. And then on the grassroots level, right? You know, just working with guys like Book. You know, Book has coached 20 plus McDonald's All-Americans. When he speaks, kids listen, right? Because he has the track record to prove it. Chad Babel, right, who runs Made Hoops. That's Nike's, you know, 6th to 8th grade youth division. And Chad puts on the biggest events in the country for the best kids. Darren Duncan, who runs The Battle, where Bronny Jr. just played a few weeks ago in Queens against all the best tri-state kids. You know, we're really building not only a great team on the NBA side. And, you know, I think a big reason that New York has missed the last 20 years is there haven't been that many role models, right? You know, Sebastian Telfair, Lenny Cook, some of the guys who maybe were supposed to get to the NBA at that level didn't. And so I think what we're trying to do is bring in the NBA guys who have ties to New York and show these kids you can touch and feel what it's like to succeed at that level. And then on the grassroots side, getting the best guys in and girls into the facility who have coached the most successful kids in New York. I just feel like we're building a powerhouse team, which is what it's going to take to accomplish this project.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys have got some key pieces, some key figures, some influencers that have respect in that basketball community. Book Richardson is somebody that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, you know, spoke with him on my show, had an interview with him on my show as well. Let me ask you guys this. Now, when this facility gets built, are there going to be weekends where you work with like Book and some of the, and or Chad and bring in Made Hoops for a weekend, or you guys have some AAU stuff you're going to do, or is it going to strictly be with your current your members and focus on that? Or would there be like larger camps and clinics that you guys might host, or, you know, block off some courts? How many courts, first of all, and then and if you guys can just touch on that for me.
Yeah, for sure. You want me to take it, Jay? Or
yeah, you got it, Jay.
Cool. So in terms of the facility we're building, right, we're going to have one gorgeous regulation court and it's going to host big games. If you're on that court, you're somebody. The stadium seating map that we have right now, we're going to have about 1,000 plus seats in the bleachers. Then we're going to have courtside seats running up and down both sides of the facility. Mm-hmm. Underneath one set of bleachers, we're going to have an additional court. It might be a half court. It might be a mini full court to service younger kids. We're not sure yet, but basically a shoot around area as well. In terms of how we're going to structure the business, in terms of how we're going to structure the court time, it's really split in three, right? Jared laid out our membership model really nicely. There are hundreds of families who are willing to pay for instruction that just haven't been able to get guys like Book to work with or teach their kids or JJ. And that's going to be a big part of what we're going to be doing day to day during the week, is having that group instruction in those camps and those clinics. On the weekend, there's no real centralized youth basketball league in New York City, right? Which is crazy. So we want to be the spot to have the dopest youth league in New York. I think we haven't brought up yet, and we can now or later, the academy, right? We're literally building a prep school right here in New York City so that kids at 13, 14 years old don't have to go to Oak Hill, don't have to go to Montvert. They can have this facility. They can have Book. They can have a top education, right, to get ready to go to the NCAA. And so the academy team is going to be a big part of the facility, right? When they practice, when they have home games. And then I think we should host big events, right? Maybe not an entire EYBL circuit, but the championship of EYBL or the championship of The Battle or even the championship of the Catholic School League, right, which still holds weight in New York, because we're going to have the facility, because we're going to have the seating. I think we're absolutely going to be able to do all that in that space and kind of be the hub for all of it.
Wow. So the vision would be to host like high profile games, grassroots or stuff like that at your spot in Long Island City. How far is Long Island City from like Brooklyn or where you guys grew up in Queens area?
I love that you think we grew up in Queens.
Yeah. Wait, Bronx? Wait, no, did I read Bronx or?
I love. We're Manhattan boys, baby.
So, oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. That's horrible. I'm ashamed.
We went to school in the Bronx. I mean, we'll take that. That counts.
I'm ashamed. I should know better. I was actually, when I was living out there, I was staying in Soho. So I was with Lav, like near the world, where the site of the old World Trade Center was.
Yep.
But so I would take the subway, then I would take a bus to get to St. John's every day. So it was like a 45 minute to an hour ride just to go. So I'm a little turned around. One time I fell asleep and I ended up in Far Rockaway.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know where that is, but I woke up and it was like,
we know where that is.
It was sketchy.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely a little off the beaten path.
But Long Island City, how far is that from like Manhattan?
So it's about a 15 minute drive actually over the Queensboro Bridge, yeah, which I think will be great for families in Manhattan. And then families in downtown Brooklyn can shoot right up to BQE. It's also about 15, 20 minutes. Now you're asking how far with traffic. Those are two different questions in New York and LA. Yeah.
But we always understand. I talk about stuff. It's always, I factor in traffic. You know, I'm giving it about 30, 45 minutes of just whatever. And I always get myself an hour before I go, or an hour or two, just depending on how far I got to go.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know if you can see the logo on Griffin's sweatshirt, but our logo is inspired by the subway lines, right?
Oh,
so there's a lot of public transportation from all the different boroughs that run right into where hopefully this location is going to be. So we feel like it's pretty central and easy to get to. And it's a great point because like, how far will you really go to do something like this? Right. I think that's something we really asked ourselves and thought about a lot.
I'd love to hear more about the Academy that you guys are building, just the foundation of that, that you have, obviously there's an educational component involved. I'd like to hear about that as well. And do you plan on like joining New York City leagues, or are you going to do like a total prep school league as far as competitively speaking?
Yeah, great question. I'm going to let this is like his bread and butter. So I'll let him wax poetic. I'll chime in later.
I'm flattered. It's also the trickiest and most challenging but rewarding part of the business. So I'll try my best to tackle it. I think something I love what Jared always says is we know what we know, we know what we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And we're still learning a lot about what this academy is going to look like. But the premise is this. A lot of kids, as you know, that grow up here, and we've mentioned it 3-4 times, they leave at a young age, right? Yeah. Because there isn't that centralized school, right? Whether you want to call it an academy, whether you want to call it a prep school, the point is that competes on a national schedule. The Catholic schools in New York City can only play the Catholic schools. The PSAL can only play the PSAL.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And like, for example, started KJ, Cole Anthony, right? There's a great example of what we're trying to accomplish. Cole was at Archbishop, I think, until his junior year. And then, you know, basically said to himself, like, look, playing against the Catholic schools is great, but like, I need this national exposure. I need to go play, you know, the Brawny Sons of the world, not Brawny Son, but that was kind of his thinking, right? And his dad was like, look, you're going to go to Oak Hill and get a real prep school, you know, education and basketball experience and get that national exposure so you can get recruited the way that all these other kids are. Cause there's just nowhere in New York that does that right now. Sorry, Griff, keep going.
Yeah. You're good. That's a great point. And so what we're doing, KJ, is we're working closely with Chad and we're working closely with Book, right? And we're going to work closely on it with Mello because he has a ton of experience in the space. And, you know, we're going to build New York City's first prep school academy team. And so on the educational side, we're talking to a few different independent and private schools that are top schools in the city on creating an online only curriculum for the players on our team to actually go get those core credits needed to be NCAA eligible. We think a big advantage of doing an academy in New York City versus elsewhere where you see them is the education system here is second to none. And so if we can get an online curriculum from one of those schools for the kids, we're automatically the best educational basketball academy in the country. And then from a competition standpoint, we're going to look to identify, you know, 12 to 14 of the most talented kids in the tri-state area, right? A big reason we're doing an academy team versus an AAU team is there are a lot of AAU teams in the tri-state, right? So we want to be agnostic to all of them. We want to identify the best kids. We want to give them the best education. They're going to be coached by Book. Guys like Chad will help us with the schedule. And then they're actually going to compete nationally on behalf of New York, right? Against the other top powerhouse teams in the country, kind of restoring the city's reputation that, hey, we still are the Mecca and we still got the talent here. And we really think, no disrespect to St. John's, but we can be New York's team, right? Like on Friday nights at the facility, that's a hot ticket because a nationally ranked academy team is playing a home game in New York. So we're really excited about the potential that the Academy holds.
Wow. That's so on behalf of New York, restoring the Mecca, that means you go have some dudes out there then. Y'all got to have some guys. Some, you know what I mean? You got to have,
Listen, we, you know, Griffin was at the battle a few weeks ago. Yeah. The amount of talent just specifically on New York teams that was in that building, you know, they were giving it to Bronny's son. Like there is, there's some dogs who are still here in the city. You know, look, we think that kind of one of the bigger problems is, and Griffin mentioned this earlier, there's a big fracture and there's a large amount of teams in AAU in New York, right? So you don't get all of the talent on one team. You get one guy here, one guy there, right? Yeah. Those teams don't end up making big runs because they're just not deep enough. But if we can kind of unite everyone and say, look, you can play for your AAU teams, but come play your high school ball for us. And show everyone what still exists in the city. Like that's kind of the, you know, the lofty goal that we're trying to put together, a nationally competitive team that can go out there and try and win championships.
You guys obviously have the right pieces in place to start that. I think in order just to go and develop something like that, you have to, you know, start young. So if you get them, you know, the youth development, you know, it's all about developing dudes when getting them when you're in sixth grade or fifth grade, man, and then seeing it all the way through. That to me is the best way. And if you really want to have that special kind of feeling, look, 95 championship team UCLA that I played on, we had a bunch of homegrown talent. And what that did was it endeared us to the fans. It made us kind of like, you know, LA's team, man, we got so much love. It was almost like we were, you know, Lakers or, you know, we were almost like, you know, pro team out there, but just because of the fans.
And you're nailing it, KJ. Like the program, that's a special name to us because we look at college basketball, right? And everyone always talks about Duke's got a great program. UCL's got a great program, right? Kids are just coming in young, build them up. Then they go next wave, right? With our membership model, you know, starting with young kids, right, all the way up through our high school team, like the hope is that it will feed into each other. And, you know, when you're 10, 11, 12, really starting to figure out what kind of basketball player you are, we're going to have them in the gym, getting them better, understanding their game and hopefully preparing them to, you know, hopefully be ready to join the team when, you know, when they get to be that high school level and, you know, in the namesake, like making a program.
No, that's dope. That's super dope.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
So you, let's touch on you guys' backgrounds just for a little bit, as far on the basketball and business side. So you guys are both pretty accomplished. Just wanted to get an idea of, you know, what you guys' careers have looked like up to this point, and you know, and just kind of why. I mean, I know you guys are passionate about this, but why at this time of your life did you decide to jump over here? I guess we could start with Jared.
Yeah, sure. Great questions. Quick background. So, you know, grew up in New York, went to Riverdale Country School, won a state championship my senior year in soccer. It's pretty much my biggest athletic accomplishment. I figured I needed to get that out there.
Yes, no problem.
Yeah. I went undergrad to the University of Pennsylvania, you know, got a great education, was very lucky to attend that school. And have always wanted to work in sports. You know, I worked for Jeff Schwartz in Excel when I was a sophomore in college as an intern the year they had Blake Griffin. So that was cool. And, you know, when I graduated, I really wanted to be an agent. That didn't work out, but I did end up getting a job working for the Miami Dolphins in their corporate marketing department. So it wasn't, you know, necessarily what I was looking for, but it was a sports job, and I got to see how a franchise runs, right? Specifically on the business side. Came back home and actually worked in real estate for a few years. And then for the past 5 or 6 years, I've actually been at a startup. It's a sports ticketing company, actually, called Fivo. And I've run investor relations for them for 3 or 4 years now. So that actually is like a good segue to why now, right? I feel like I've put a lot of great things together on my resume that actually are culminating in doing something like this. Like you said, passion, you know, to me, I always wanted to do something that I loved, and waking up every day knowing that I'm going to be excited to go to work. And, you know, how many people actually get to say that, right?
Right.
I feel like, you know, I've had a successful career. I'm 30, about to be 35. My wife's about to have our first kid. You know, I feel established. I feel like my network is really one of my major assets, and the ability for me to reach capital and also get to the sorts of people that really are stakeholders in New York. That's really coming at the right time now to be able to kind of put all of this together. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, that was it. Plus, I just love basketball. I mean, I watch any basketball, any level at any time. My wife has routinely hit me with the clicker and said, I cannot listen to another basketball game. So, you know, for me, this is where my heart is.
For sure.
Yeah. A lot of parallels, honestly, in terms of the why. In terms of my background, I grew up in New York. My mom was a blues musician, which is super dope. Yep. All the talent skipped a generation. So I knew I'd have to do something different. Grew up in Manhattan, went to high school in the Bronx, played Division III basketball. I thought Jared would just say he played college basketball, but he had to say Division III college basketball.
Where'd you go? Where'd you play?
I played at a school called Alfred, and I was the worst player on the team. So let's skip over those.
Hey, sports. You were there, bro. That's all that matters. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
I was there. Coming out of college, you know, I spent most of my 20s working on a really cool shopping app called Fancy. That's actually how I connected with Lav. We worked with tons of NBA players, tons of entertainers. They were investors in the app. They were customers. I started out packing boxes in the mailroom. I ended up running business development there. So I made a lot of connections, brand partner connections, NBA connections, music connections, and kind of always connected the dots on that through having my own consulting agency the past couple of years where I do the same thing. I think more relevant to this conversation is my first unpaid job out of college was helping Greg Marius, who recently passed away 5 years ago, run the EBC at Rucker Park tournament. And so I would be in Soho and then I would go up to Harlem every night and help him run that street ball tournament. And I really fell in love with New York City grassroots basketball. I went from that to GMing and putting teams in Dykeman and Gersh and every single major street ball tournament, bringing mm-hmm. James Harden and French Montana and Khloe Kardashian to come watch the games. Mm-hmm. It was really my life, you know, culminating in putting teams in the TBT tournament on ESPN every summer, you know, where I've met a lot of St. John's guys. So, you know, I think this project is really the culmination of, you know, 10 plus years of living and breathing New York City grassroots basketball and then some of my connections from my day work. And to Jared's point, you know, I think why now? Well, you know, I always know someone in life is always going to have more money than you. In my case, a lot of people are going to be better looking than you. You know, someone's always going to have more than you, right? Materially.
Right.
But you could always leave the biggest impact and legacy doing the stuff that you love. And we love New York and we love basketball. And if we have the chance to be the guys to bring both back, that's something that I'll spend every waking moment of my life doing. And I think I'm blessed to have found a business partner who feels the same way and really wants to do the same thing.
That's dope. That's super dope. Y'all are locked in, man. Y'all sound locked in. I'm just curious. Also on like some more details. I don't know if you guys, how much time you guys got, but you know, I just wanted to kind of pick your brain. You say state of the art facility. What does that mean? Like state of the art facility, like in today's language, what does that mean to you guys? State of the art.
You got the day.
Cool. For sure. So I think you got to look at kids, right? That are top kids and basketball mm-hmm. playing kids and what they want and what they like. Right. Yeah. And so you want to build a gorgeous court, right? You yeah. want your court to be state of the art. You want to have a cool street artist come in and design it with your logo. So it feels super dope. Mm-hmm. I think we want to have a juice bar, right? Because, you know, right now in the past decade, there's a certain kick in terms of being healthier.
For sure.
Down at a younger age. So you tell kids when they walk in, yo, we don't have Doritos in here. We don't have Captain Crunch in here. You know, we have juice, right? And maybe some middle ground in between the two. I think having a turf training area, right? You know, I think when we've talked to parents, right, that have elite kids, one thing they ask is not who the basketball coach is going to be. They definitely ask that. Who's the strength and conditioning coach going to be? You know yeah, what I mean? So absolutely. I think, you know, from cardio to cryo to weights to all that, it's really important for us to have that.
Cryo? You gonna have a cryo chamber up in there?
We're gonna have a cryo chamber. You're welcome.
Man, y'all better have lead with that. Do you know how sick a cryo chamber is at this time of life to be able to have access to?
And KJ, we gotta leave some surprises.
Right? Okay. Let the cat out the bag. All right, my bad. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, bro. I just got excited. I got excited about that.
No, you're good. And then, you know, I think we want our locker rooms to be state of the art as well. You asked what state of the art means. I keep saying state of the art, but, you know, I think you look at like, you know, NBA 2K and a gaming mm-hmm. room and a film room, right? Yep. And even potentially a classroom, depending on how much office space we have to complement the gym. You know, what we really want to do is build a place where, look, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, just think college level, man. Like we are trying to, sick. You know, emulate a Duke, a Kentucky, that kind of, you know, top tier equipment, that kind of look.
Yeah.
Almost like our own mini little stadium, you know, little MSG, whatever you want to call it. That's really what we're vibing for.
Yeah, that's dope. I've seen like a couple of stadiums smaller that kind of are like that. One down in Atlanta. I think that group has one that's sort of cool and they've got some stuff. So that's kind of where I was getting at with state of the art. I was wondering if it's going to look like that or not look like that, but just have all the bells and whistles, which it sounds like it will. I think that's a huge plus. The other thing I was also curious about as far as like the training curriculum or the actual, is there a training curriculum that you guys are going to put your stamp on that, you know, Book or whoever your coaches are going to kind of implement with the guys? Or, you know, what did you guys have thoughts on regarding that?
You know, I think that's a great question. Like Griffin said earlier, we know what we know and we know what we don't. And I think we'll leave the basketball instruction and training up to the professionals. But, you know, again, Book's been doing this for decades and it clearly works. So, you know, we'll lean on him a lot. We'll lean on Chad and the other coaches to, yeah, we definitely want to make something that's ours. But I'm sure they'll take from many of the years of playing and a lot of the things that are going on across the country and make it ours. And yeah, well, Griff and I will be at the gym, you know, definitely yelling and hollering, but we will be firmly out of the way when it comes to basketball instruction.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the way to do it. That's how you actually get, let people who you hire to do the job, do their job. I mean, that just comes down exactly to it. That's dope. I guess one more question I had is something you guys touched on earlier about the kids in the inner city scholarshiping, I believe was what you guys said. How many kids and what is your idea or vision behind that initiative?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, put our foot in our mouth. I don't think we have a number yet decided. Like I said, it's going to be a percentage and we definitely are going to earmark a large amount of that for inner city scholarships. You know, we'll talk to Mello. We'll talk with the team and try and figure out. We'd love to have a nice balance of, you know, scholarship kids and paid members. So it really feels like a family in there. But I don't think we're specific yet on what that looks like. But, you know, the idea is, you know, Griffin and I are both very blessed to have grown up in Manhattan, attended. Well, is Bronx Science private, Griff? I went to private school. Griffin went to public, but Bronx Science is one of the best schools in the country, right? Specifically in the city. And, you know, I look back on my life and feel so blessed to be in the position where I'm at and all the resources that I was able to use to get where I'm at. And I'm not, it's not lost on me that a lot of kids don't. And specifically in the inner city, there are plenty of smart, hardworking kids who just don't have the financial means to accomplish these things with the resources that, you know, people like I was given when I was growing up. So it was really important to me to figure out a way to give back. You know, my family has been extremely philanthropic my whole life and they've instilled in me from a very early age, like, you know, it's great to do well, but do well and do good at the same time. And, you know, I feel very strongly about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, fellas, I appreciate both of your times today. I feel like, you know, I have a really good understanding. I hope the audience has an understanding of what you guys' mission is and the motivation and the inspiration behind it. And we are looking forward to supporting and getting behind the program. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Efron and Griffin Taylor.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.